St. Lawrence's Cathedral. St. Lawrence's Church was built in the first half of the 14th century on the site of the loggia where the Genoese consulate had its head office. In this cathedral we can also see the chapel dedicated to St. George. It has been repeatedly restored. In the 17th century it was enlarged by Father Bonaventura Certo, and in the following century by Giovanni Biagio Amico, who designed the chapels beside the apse, the chantry, the dome, the choir, the prospect and the bell tower. In 1844 it became a cathedral with the institution of the Trapanese diocese. Let's start to look at the many interesting aspects. We can see the prospect in Baroque style, which is composed of a porch with three big sandstone arcades, dominated by an imposing baluster with four quadrangular vases. We can also notice the coat of arms of St. Lawrence above the jamb of each arch. Inside the church, with its Latin cross plan, there are three naves divided by rows of columns made in Sicilian jasper, a marble extracted from local quarries, also used for the staircase at the Royal Palace of Caserta. In the centre nave, there are stuccos in neoclassical style by Girolamo Rizzo and Onofrio Noto of Palermo, while the frescoes with biblical subject that adorn the barrel vault are by Vincenzo Manno. Among the works of art, we can admire the Padre Eterno by Domenico Labruna, the San Giorgio by Andrea Careca, and La Crucifixione, attributed to the Flemish artist Antoine van Dyck, a real masterpiece. Finally, we can admire in the altar on the right the Cristo Morto by Giacomo Tartaglia, made from a type of alabaster extracted from the local quarry near Val d'Erici, with beige rosy colour and blue shade.